meaning. In Glorifying the Struggle, the couple expresses pride that they have survived difficult times versus expressing the hopelessness of their hard times. They emphasize their commitment to the relationship versus questioning whether they should really be with this partner. They are proud of their relationship versus being ashamed of it. They talk about their shared values, goals, and life philosophy. They have intentionally created a sense of shared meaning and purpose, even in the way they move through time together. And they create intentional traditions in their relationship for connecting emotionally. We call these rituals of connection. Dates are an example of rituals of connection. If a couple starts by expressing negativity toward each other in the interview, whether in words, facial expressions, or body language, cynicism, sarcasm, eye rolling, then it signals that a negative switch has flipped, and it almost inevitably predicts a relationship that will decline over time. If the couple expresses disappointment in the relationship, feeling disillusioned, as if marriage isn't what they thought it would be, or if they are depressed, hopeless, and bitter about their relationship, divorce is likely. Mind you, negative events and regrettable incidents are inevitable in all relationships. The positive switch is all about how couples positively interpret their negative events and their partner's character, and whether in their minds on an everyday basis they maximize the positive and minimize the negative, in their partner and in their relationship. What it boils down to is that an overall perceived negativity will quickly erode a relationship. And every successful marriage and relationship has, at its foundation, a deep and close friendship. Partners who really know each other and are, at the heart of it, on the same side. Part of the same team. This is why the conversations in this book matter. The words you choose matter. Your tone of voice matters. Even your facial expressions matter. Of course, we all get it wrong sometimes. We miscommunicate, and when we do, we need to make repairs. Expecting no communication snafus in a relationship is like expecting a hole-in-one every time you hit a golf ball. Happy relationships aren't relationships where there is no fighting. They are relationships where repairs are made after regrettable incidents happen, and where a couple connects with each other day to day. Happy couples are not so very different from unhappy couples. They are simply able to make repairs to their relationship easier and faster so they can get back to the joy of being together. In the end, a big part of the success or failure of your relationship depends on the conversations you have with each other. We sent over 300 couples on the dates in this book. They did the exercises, recorded their conversations, and shared their stories. New couples, celibate couples, same-sex couples, and long-term married couples all found that these conversations brought them closer and helped them see each other in new and exciting ways. They became better friends, and they fell in love all over again. You can too. The bigger picture. The quality of our closest relationships, more than any other factor, determines our physical health, resistance to disease, and longevity. Satisfying close relationships also